I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Is up, everybody. Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 190. Yes, we're just that much closer to 200. Look at that shit. And joining me today, I have Alex.
Closer and closer to
200. Hell yeah, hell yeah. And Franny.
What's up, bitches? I'm back.
Yes, yes. One more time. One more time.
And, more time. Franny's joining the podcast with the Inner City Geek, and she is ranting one more time.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
You know, so you love it.
What's going on, guys? How you guys been? It's been a hell of a week. So, Alex, what's up, dude?
Also, I talked about it from the last time and everything like that, of the non-commissioned art piece that I was doing for my boss, right? So after working on the third cut, if you will, of it, I finally turned it in. I didn't get a response right away, but everyone else that saw it loved it.
Okay.
And I got word that she liked it. And what made me laugh was I saw her in person. She never mentioned it. But I got word from her right hand. Oh, she really likes it. She loves it. I was like, thank you. And in my mind, I'm thinking, it would have been nicer to hear that from her, you know, from the horse's mouth or whatever.
Right, yeah. It's always better to hear from the horse's mouth and not just, you know, their underling.
Yeah. But I'm cool with the underling, if you will. So, you know, their henchmen. I don't mind that.
Yeah, exactly.
The Igor.
Yes, master, yes.
Yeah, the drawing is beautiful, yes.
You sir did a good job, sir.
Yeah, it's lovely. Well, yeah, but what I love is, and I, well, Steve, I sent it to you, you know, the...
Yeah, the it actually looked really good. It looked really nice. I liked it.
What makes me laugh is that I incorporated, you know, characters from the webcomic, because I can do that.
Of course, why not?
Yeah, and it made me laugh because I was just like, as you can tell, I'm not an ego dude, that I didn't put the character based off of me on there. I put the characters based off of you on there.
Of course, why would you not put me in this?
Yeah, because, you know, Steve is amazingly awesome.
All hail Steve. Yay!
Drawing.
I love Barry.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was like a positive thing. Another thing that I thought was kind of cool today was that I actually, one of the clients that, you know, that I associate with like every day while I'm doing my job at the site, came up to me and told me, oh, I just wanted to let you know that I actually sent an email to one of your bosses to let them know how much of a great job that you do. He goes, listen, I noticed that you do such a great job and I felt like that you should be recognized. I was like, thanks, dude. Like, you know, and the person they sent it to actually agreed, like saying, yes, like, you know, we're glad that we have Alex on our team. I was like, aw.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I just wish, you know, I got some compensation as in money because I got bills, bitch.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, but honestly, like, you know, it's nice to get recognition of, like, you already know, dude, like, when you work hard, a lot of times it goes unnoticed. by mm-hmm. the people that should be seeing it, but those that do see it or whatever appreciate you that much more. And you know, even though you never get the props that you deserve, the little bit of props that you do get, little small victories, if you will.
Yeah. But that's what matters, is that the small victories count no matter what. They count exactly. Victories, so yeah, it's a good thing in your pocket.
Yeah. Hopefully whenever I can put that in my pocket and it ends up it's cash.
True, yeah.
But you know what? Within time, dude. Within time.
Exactly. Within time, everything tends to, you know, work its way that it should.
Oh, and music-wise or whatever, I've been listening to the theme songs to some of the AEW superstars. I found them on iTunes. Huh. I was like, you know, I bought a few tracks here and there of different, like, the ones that I like. Mm-hmm. There was one I was trying to find, but they don't have it out, which is I wanted the theme song for MJF, but I can't find it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but I've just been listening to random AEW fucking theme songs, and I was just like, damn, I'm like the legit wrestling fan. I'm such a wrestling dork sometimes,
dude. But that's something that you've done forever, dude. Because you used to do that shit back when we were in college. You used to have the fucking the WWF fucking soundtrack or whatever the fuck it was, the compilation hits or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. I'm my fucking
on
my fucking iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? How on my iPhone now, a majority of the tracks that I have are wrestling theme songs too. So, but I'll be honest with you, a lot of them are pretty fucking you know, heavy and
sick, some of them are actually really damn good. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So
well, at least the older ones, because the newer ones are really done by real bands. The newer ones are done by like the house band and shit, and they're okay.
What makes me laugh though is that, like, for example, a lot of like the stuff of like NXT and WWE, right? The new the group that does it, that's known, that they're known as CFOs, right? They sometimes come up with some good stuff, man. So
right.
I'm just saying, like, you know, some catchy shit here and there, dude. But it's just I'm still waiting for some new, like, newer theme songs to pop out of nowhere. Be like, they finally have it up. Fuck yes, bye.
Purchase.
Yes, more in debt.
Yay.
Actually, no, because it comes off my debit card, so you know it's not too bad. So it's just like, you know,
yeah, true.
The little bit of money that I can be saving for necessary bills. He's like, yeah, I need music. You know,
treat yourself, Alex. One must always treat themselves.
Yeah, that's why I love you.
Fuck what you heard about saving 30% of your paycheck.
Basically.
I would love to save 30% of my paycheck. And even with that or whatever, that 30% has to go to some kind of bill regardless.
Yeah. So treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat myself with the one or two shekels that I have for myself. And honestly, whatever, you know, music can last you a long time no matter what. So, yeah, you know, it's little purchases here and there, but, like, when I'm down and out, play a track, and mm-hmm. I feel fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I don't tend to buy a lot of music, but I do listen to a lot of music.
You see?
Oh, no, dude, like, no, but there's... No. No. Steve's not like Charlie and I that would buy actual albums. I forget. Steve's not like how Charlie and I are, that we would buy actual albums. But then what sucks is it's been a while that I bought an actual album, dude. Like, I think
here's the thing, okay? Like, I do buy albums. I just don't buy the physical albums because I don't really have space for shit like that anymore.
Listen, like, all the albums, you know, whatever, all the albums, but I
all the albums that I had before, all the albums that I've had are all still in the Bronx.
That's sad. I bet they miss you.
If they actually work.
Steve, like, please play us, Steve.
Right? At night, they cry out for Steve.
Like, I have
the play us, Steve.
Physical copies anymore.
Steve's albums was crying right now, whatever. We yearn your touch, Steve.
Right. We yearn your touch. We miss you. We can't breathe to the dust.
Yeah. <Pretty much.
laughs> The box is closed too tight. Play track two. You know you like track two.
Yeah, Toy Story 4, when your CD albums and DVDs find out that they're alive.
Wow. Like Toy Story 5 and shit.
I said 4. I meant 5. Yeah, Toy Story 5. When you think only the toys
are alive. You know what really gets me? I'm just thinking it's gonna get to the point like how it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit where everything comes to life eventually.
Oh boy, no, thank you.
You know, and it was funny because I had that conversation with my wife the other day. I was like, I could never live in Toontown, and she was like, why? Because let's say I gotta use the bathroom, if I gotta take a shit and I know the toilet is gonna talk to me, it's like Shut the fuck up and take this.
Oh my God, that reminds me of, you remember, I think it was Look Who's Talking 2? When he's scared of the toilet, and it's like, give me your
baby. Oh yeah, when he's potty shit. Yes, I remember that shit.
Oh, I remember that. Give me your pee pee.
Yeah. That would be terrifying. That would be extremely terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I think it'll be even worse. It's like, you know how, if someone just breaks into song and they start singing.
Oh my God, you ever played Conker? Remember that video game for Nintendo?
Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Yeah. There was the Great Mighty Pooh, and he's going to throw his shit at you. He was like a singing pile of diarrhea. And
holy
like,
shit, that was actually in the game?
Corn was his teeth. Yo, this game was the bomb. It was Conker's Bad Fur Day. He had a singing poop. He also took the scene out of the Matrix when they walk through the metal detectors and they have that amazing shooting fight. That's in that video game too. And then they also had Reservoir Dogs where you're in a fucking suit and you're with these weasels and there's a Mr. Pink, a Mr. Green, a Mr. Yo, that game was the bomb.
If I remember correctly, one of my favorite things about that wasn't that Jeff would curse a lot, but instead of saying ass, he said arse.
Yeah, yeah.
I talk about British asses all day.
Oh my god. Yeah. You know how you killed the poop? You threw toilet paper down his throat until he choked on it.
What are you doing?
And then you flush the toilet. And he's like, nah!
And then the toilet goes, yum yum, thank you. And then
they had flowers that had big giant titties.
And what game is this?
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
That one more time.
You go, Alex.
And if I'm correct, I think wasn't it for the 64, right?
Yeah, it was Conker's Bad Fur Day for Nintendo 64. And I would love for them to remake that game, please, for the Xbox. Because I would play that all over again. That shit was amazing. It was so good. So creative. It was about a squirrel that got drunk one day and made some bad decisions.
Wow.
And his power-ups were chocolate. Pieces of chocolate candy bars. Right, Alex? I think it was like save his girlfriend or something.
Something like that. Yeah. It's been quite a while. Like, I remember bits and pieces. Like,
yeah, I'm just having flashbacks of bits and pieces of the game. That's how great that fucking epic that game was.
I've never had a 64,
so I never knew anything about this.
Oh, man, you missed out, man. That was an experience. That game was a fucking experience.
Okay. I'll allow it. Friday, what's good, dude?
Hey, so I've been trying to get, you know, back on top and dusting off the brain cobwebs of reviewing movies. So I was also, you know, dying from the plague. I had a cold that lasted like a week and a half. So I caught up on some movies and reviewing them, and I dropped like 4 reviews in a row on my Instagram. You guys should go check that out. But yesterday I was continuing the watching movie flow, and the show and the movie that I saw, both of them were, they really fucked my head up. They really got into my brain. Okay. And, so first I saw, Aaron, is it, Hernandez, the dude from the Patriots?
Oh yeah, the guy that won the
Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
Aaron Hernandez. So that was a really well done documentary. Like it was very great. It was very informative. It was really good. I was very impressed, because usually I get like really bored of those documentaries. You know, especially like the Netflix, you know, the Netflix ones, some of them are just like very laggy, and they try to make it suspenseful, and you can tell that they're trying, and they're just repeating themselves, and you're like, all right, whatever. But this one was very, it really sucked you in. And at the end of the documentary, it really shook my foundation about how I feel about football. I am a football fan. I enjoy watching football. I've liked it since high school. But I don't know now, after watching that documentary and finding out that even though they did say a while back that they were fixing health-wise how they dealt with concussions and keeping up with the players and caring about the players, by the end of the documentary, that's not really true. Right. They don't care about these players. They're not doing what I, in my imagination, thought they would be doing. You know, like every time they took a severe blow to the brain, or just in general, every, you know, mid-season, they'll all get CAT scans and see how their brains are holding up. You know, none of that is a thing. Even to this day, that is still not a thing that they do.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And I just feel like it really like hit me hard that like these guys are expendable, and they do not care if they end up with severe brain damage that causes them to make terrible decisions that harm themselves or others, and they just keep it moving. You know, there's a lot more in the biography, but I don't want to ruin it for anybody. And I just want to talk about the scientific aspect at the end about brain damage and mental illness that they kind of touch on at the end. That,
because it's all about his the effects of his CTE and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting. It was so well done, because they could have easily made it biased, but they kept it honest. And that was another thing I really loved about the documentary itself and the people who made it.
Okay.
And yo, even talking about it now, my heart kind of aches. And I think it's because I am a football fan, and I didn't know what was going on with all this, the Aaron Hernandez thing. And the Patriots is one of the football teams that I like, and I watch their games sometimes, and I don't know. Now I just feel like really weird.
Aren't you excited that they're in the finals right now?
Hmm?
Aren't you excited that they're in the playoffs right now?
I actually didn't watch football this season, funny enough. I didn't. I just didn't have the desire to.
Yeah, well, they're not. They're not in the playoffs, so yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea who's in the playoffs. So I didn't watch it at all this year. I don't know why. And after watching this documentary, I just feel even more like I always watch the Super Bowl, or at least like the last 4 games before. And this time I didn't jump on any games at all. And this kind of documentary just made me feel even more standoffish on getting back into football. So there was that. And then I saw another movie that was supposed to be a dark comedy. I don't know who the fuck said it was a dark comedy, but they're false advertisement. Okay. It's not a dark comedy. If anything, it's a dark thriller. Okay. And that's the movie The Art of Self-Defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one. What's that
never
about?
Never heard that. I think that came out this year. So The Art of Self-Defense has the dude from Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay.
Right. So he's in it. And it's supposed to be a dark, sinister comedy, and it's supposed to be like offbeat. And I like those. So I watched this movie with my mother and my niece, and we were all kind of traumatized. Because it really wasn't a dark comedy. It is about a guy who, you know, is a shut-in. He's like very naive. What really made me feel uneasy about the movie was the fact that it really wrapped around the concept of this could really happen. This was so realistically done and formatted that it was really believable. And it's about the shut-in guy realizes his dog has no dog food, so he goes out to get dog food. He's walking instead of taking his car to go pick up dog food. And a motorcycle with two people on it passing by, and they're like, hey, you have a gun? And he goes, what? And they take off. He doesn't think anything of it, right? He's walking back with his dog food, and next thing you know, he gets chased down by three motorcycles, and each motorcycle have two people on it, and they nearly beat him to death. And then he's traumatized by that. And it's supposed to be his journey of overcoming being traumatized. And he joins a martial arts class. And I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but it gets really fucking dark really quickly. And okay, spoilers, they kill his dog. Okay. They kill the dog.
What is it with these movies and killing dogs?
And
didn't they do that in like John Wick 1 and 2?
They did that in John Wick. And this one, they beat the dog to death. So it's a little bit different. And it straight up the way that, you know, the music, the ambiance, the whole him taking him to the vet, and then you find out that the poor dog was beaten to death, and the doctor was like, hey, did you hurt your dog? And he puts it together that his instructor killed his dog. It clicks in his brain that his instructor killed his dog. And that's how dark, okay, this movie is. And that is the tone. The tone in the beginning of the movie is this guy getting beaten nearly to death. The middle tone is his dog dies, gets murdered. And it just escalates and escalates and escalates until he finally, you know, once they took out his dog, he finally mans up and he goes after the sensei. But everything that unfolds, because there's more shit that unfolds in between. That is literally nothing. I wouldn't consider those spoilers, but someone dying apparently is a spoiler. So there's more to it. And it really left me like shaken. Like it's one of those movies that it stood stuck in my brain when I went to sleep and I woke up going, what the fuck? You know, it was really crazy. And I went in thinking it was going to be a dark comedy. So I really didn't appreciate that. If I would have known it was going to be that kind of paced movie, like straight fucked upness all the way through, then I would have been more prepared. I give it like a 7 out of 10. But it really packs a wallop, man. It's one of those movies that stays with you for a little bit. So I had a twofer this weekend with that biopic and then this movie. And like my head was spinning. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, I can fucking imagine. Yeah.
So that's what I've been up to.
That's cool. That's awesome.
But yeah, you should check it out. I'd like to know what you guys think of the art of self-defense, because holy shit.
I will be checking that out. I actually do have in mind to watch the Aaron Hernandez one. So that's one thing that I have had in my mind to actually watch.
That one's really good. I tried watching the Don't Fuck With Cats earlier today, and I just think I've watched too many hardcore mind altering stuff that I couldn't get past the vacuuming of the cats.
Yeah, like I couldn't get past it.
I can't do this, fuck this.
Yeah, I was actually watching the other one, the Bikram Yoga one. He's another fucked up individual.
So, yeah. Wait, what's that one that you said, Steve? I'm sorry.
Bikram Yoga. Yeah, that he's one of those dudes that he would fucking basically accused of like sexual harassment and fucking like trying to fuck a lot of his students and shit. And he would like berate them and fucking make them feel like complete and utter shit while they were training and everything. And it's fucking insane. I've seen the trailer. I'll send you guys the trailer later. But yeah.
I was emotionally tapped out.
Man, this one Eeyore dark, man.
Oh, yeah. The fact that both things, too, one was real, you know, the Hernandez thing is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And it's the brain trauma stuff that's happening to all the players is still not solved. So I feel like it's going to continue. And that breaks my heart. And then the art of self-defense. The story, it comes off as something that could actually happen to someone who's naive and terrified after getting jumped. So both of them were in the realm of reality, and it was too much for me. It was timeout. Timeout. I need to watch something retarded and ridiculous.
Yep.
Put on SpongeBob.
That's perfect right there.
Hi, Franny. I'll make you feel better, Franny.
Right? Watch my pants come off. I'm SpongeBob SquarePants.
Look at my SpongeBob.
Right? Look at me flip burgers under the water.
With a fryer that apparently works underwater.
Right. A grill.
You know why? Cartoon logic. That's why.
Because the script says so. Shut the fuck off.
Yeah. Don't ruin it for me.
Kids will never understand anyway.
Yeah.
How was your day? How was your couple days?
It's been
mayonnaise an instrument.
Yeah, so I watched some dumb shit over the week. So I watched one thing that was like really dumb, but I kind of wanted to watch because I heard it was actually pretty cool, and I watched some Anna and the Apocalypse.
Oh, I love that movie! I saw it this past Christmas. I bought the fucking soundtrack immediately after.
Dude, the soundtrack is actually really good.
I felt it was too short.
Dumb as fuck.
I thought it was too short.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Like I enjoyed it. It's literally like a straight up fucking musical. Like it's what you would expect to be from like a musical type movie.
It's a fucking zombie musical. Like if that is not a special niche of people, I don't fucking know what is. And I'm in that niche. I love musicals, and I think of the zombie apocalypse once a day.
Yeah,
that movie was made for me.
It was actually really fun. It was a fun movie, but like it was really fucking dumb. There was a lot of dumb parts with it. I was like, what the fuck? Why is this happening? But I suspend all disbelief, and I was like, okay, yeah, it's a fucking musical. It's about fucking teens that are in fucking high school that are, you know, trying to celebrate Christmas, and shit happens. It was pretty cool. It was fun. It was a fun watch. It wasn't like the most amazing fucking musical that I've seen. It wasn't like fucking the rock opera that came out a few years ago. But it was pretty cool. It was good. It wasn't bad. And there was one song that I actually enjoyed the most was the fucking the one with the dudes and the four dudes that they saw.
Oh, the bullies? Yeah, the bullies that turned this whole situation into an awesome killing spree.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm a soldier. That was a pretty cool song. But yeah, it was a decent movie. Like I enjoyed it. It was, and the fact that it was on Amazon, I was like, why not? I don't gotta look for
it. Oh, I saw it on Hulu.
Ah,
but it's probably not on there no more because I saw it around Christmas time.
Okay. Yeah, no, I saw it on the Amazons. So
and then watched it like 3-4 times. I was like, yeah,
good job. It was pretty cool. It wasn't bad. It had a lot of heart to it. That's what
yeah.
I enjoyed about it.
Yeah.
It had a lot of heart, which was good. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I can take that.
And I felt like it hit all the real good zombie tropes.
Yes,
it you did. Know, because I don't want to ruin it for people, but it hit all of them. And what I really, really liked besides the basic ones was that the principal reminded me of shit that happens a lot in The Walking Dead, where it's not about the zombies. It's about the person, the people and their fucked up mindset and how they make the apocalypse even harder for everyone else because they're mm-hmm. fucking crazy.
Because he's a complete asshat.
Right. So when they threw that in, I was like, oh, win. We got a crazy motherfucker for no reason. But you knew he was crazy from the beginning of the movie. That he was yeah. unstable. So the fact that he completely snapped when the apocalypse came, I was like, yo, this is great. They have everything in this.
You weren't expecting it. I was like, okay.
No, yeah.
I thought he was gonna pussy out through that towards the end. I was like, no.
And it makes you feel too, motherfuckers die.
Yeah, it gives you the feels, man.
Like, it gives you the feels.
No. That dude died. I thought he was gonna leave it to the
mm-hmm,
end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All while singing musicals. In between, yeah. What beat that High School Musical, bitches? High School Musical got nothing on. I would love for the apocalypse, this chick's apocalypse to end up on Broadway because I would pay to see that shit.
That would be actually really cool if they did that because the songs were actually really good. I actually like enjoyed mm-hmm. the songs, which was like okay, that's always a plus because it is a very musical type. Music.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, so it has the sound of what you would expect in a musical. So yeah, it's definitely worth a watch if that's what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I enjoyed this week was I only got to see the first episode of it, but the second episode is already up. By the time this episode goes up, the third one will be out also. But I watched The Outsiders, which is a HBO series based on Stephen King shit called The Outsiders. And
are they aliens?
It's kind of like it goes in that route.
I knew it. Everything he does is aliens, man. I miss when it used to be pure horror, you know, like
it's very weird, okay? So I don't know if you know, but it's kind of like about a doppelganger. Because there's a murder in this town, and they're saying they see this one dude that did it. He like ate up a child, like he ate the fuck out of the kid, and fucking some people see him, but it turns out that the real person was actually like miles away at a fucking summit somewhere. So it's all about trying to figure out what happened.
That makes no sense. Wait, so the real person that was eaten by the creature thing wasn't the real person because the real person was at a conference? Like there's three people? There's three people in that situation?
No. So it's one kid that gets eaten.
Okay.
He's the victim, right?
Uh-huh.
Then the doppelganger is the person that ate the kid.
And is also the person that's at the conference.
Yes.
Ah, okay. I had the victim confused. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yes. And the main actor, of course, the guy that plays the doppelganger and the guy that's innocent or whatever, or that we know is that we think is innocent, is Jason Bateman.
And it's actually I love Jason Bateman!
Yeah, and it took me a second because, of course, he doesn't have the typical Jason Bateman look in this one. He has, like, longer hair and, like, a bit of a goatee, so it's a different look for him.
Ooh, he's naughty.
And it's actually really fucking interesting. It's really fucking cool. So I'm very excited to see how the rest of the season goes. Like I said, I only watched the first episode, and it's very character driven. It's a lot of story. There's a lot of dialogue, of course, like most Stephen King shit, just a lot of dialogue. But it is actually really worth the watch, and it's worth to sit down and actually pay attention to it, because there's a lot of cool shit that happens throughout the show. So definitely worth watching. Another thing that I watched that I was super fucking excited for, and I am excited to do a second part of our bonus round for
Crisis
on Infinite Earths. Finally finished this weekend. I will be recording with Brian the bonus round, the second bonus round. So
it finished.
Yeah, it finished this week.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know the second half started.
Yeah, it happened on Tuesday, on Monday or Tuesday, I think it was.
Okay.
It's two episodes. It was the Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow, the first episode of Legends of Tomorrow. And it was really fucking good. It was very fucking entertaining. I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Was
I watched each of them. I watched them three times in the same day. Super fun. Trust me. Like I watched it. I was like, oh my God. And each time I watched it, I fucking teared up in fucking parts that I shouldn't have been fucking tearing up on because I'm a grown ass man. But yeah,
and it's a WC show, not
a CW show. Yeah, yeah.
A CW show.
Yeah,
I said it backwards.
You could say it's WC because it's like it could be like, you know, a white chick show, but yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I watched the fuck out of it, and I enjoyed the fuck out of it. It was really fucking good.
I'm a little hesitant to see the second half of it, but I've seen clips because I'm a John Cryer fan, and I saw this one clip where he fucking brings it. So if he is the hottest thing in the part two, then I'm gonna probably end up sitting down and watching it.
He's not the only hottest thing in it. There's a lot of good shit in it. Did you see the other three episodes?
What, the first part?
Yeah, the first three.
Yes. Episodes. Remember, I was going to be on your part two, but.
Yeah, part happened? One.
Part yeah. one, but something happened.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Part four and five are actually really, really good. And
I just. The whole fact that they mentioned that Batgirl was going to be something important, and, you know, I can't stand her.
Batwoman is actually pretty cool. She does her thing. One thing that you will enjoy is that she doesn't have many lines throughout the rest of it. So
that's okay. Okay. That's what I liked about the
first. There's like one scene with her that she's, you know, trying to figure out why she's supposed to be what she is.
Yeah, me too.
But it makes sense as to why they do that and how they go about doing that. But a lot of it is pretty much a lot of action heavy shit, and a lot of it, of course, focuses on, you know, on the Legends episode. It focuses a lot on White Canary or Lance or whatever. It focuses a lot on her, and the Arrow episode, of course, focuses on Arrow because technically that is. I guess spoilers or whatever. That is the last episode of Stephen Amell as Arrow himself.
Also, wait.
There are two more episodes of Arrow, which are supposed to be lead-ins to the Green Arrow and the Canaries. The Green Arrow and the Canaries, of course, going to be. Oliver Queen's daughter and the two girls that play Black Canary.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I'm gonna continue.
I know.
Crisis was what I've been looking forward to for a while.
Yes, but I actually do. I do suggest you watch these episodes.
Okay. You already had me sold saying that she's not really a big part, and I was worried that, you know, with them saying that she was the whatever, that she was the key, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, man, I really don't know if I want to watch part two if it's just, you know, if it's fucking about her.
No.
You know, like, I don't even, like even, her TV even, show, even the, and I don't like her ones. Acting.
The other ones weren't, like, all about her either. The other three episodes weren't about her either because, of course, she's not the main character in any of this. Mm. She's a supporting character.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So and I'll get on that.
She does what she does. She does okay. And yeah, it's worth the watch. It's most definitely worth the watch. Like I said, I watched them three times each. So, like, yeah. They're fun watches, like I said.
I'm going to have to try to catch up on this during the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, John Cryer, and like you said, John Cryer is a fucking...
John Cryer is a beast. He is so good in everything that he's in, man. Like,
dude, like, I honestly, like, I don't, I never expected him to be as much of a badass as he is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, he's a really good bad guy.
Yes, he was the nephew to Lex Luthor in Superman 2. Yeah, so, of course he would bring the thunder.
Yeah, yeah, and he did it, man. He does his thing.
Wasn't it in 4 that he was in the quest for peace?
I think he probably was. I'm about to fucking Google that shit right now.
I don't know. But I would love John Cryer to get more gigs because I love him. I think he's so funny and diverse as an actor. It's not fair they really don't use him in anything.
Yeah, John Cryer was in Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
As a nephew of Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it is a very, very good watch. So you might as well watch that shit now.
All right, bye guys. See you later. I got shit to watch.
Exactly.
I have been ordered.
And get ready for the second episode of the bonus round. Because that's coming sometime next week. Yeah, so let's get into some shit because it's getting kind of late, and let's get into some geek shit. And this week we got some cool shit, some shit that's kind of weird but kind of awesome at the same time. I think I'm gonna wind up skipping one of the things that I was thinking about doing this week because. After thinking about it deeply right now, I'm like, I don't think that's necessary. I don't think we need to talk about it because I kind of omitted the first time this shit came out. So, yeah, fuck it. Yeah. So, one of the first things, of course, we like to talk about the comics, right? We haven't really spoken about comics in a long time on the show. But something that was... of interest to me this week is that, of course, we know that Brian Michael Bendis, who's been part of Marvel history for a while, he created Miles Morales and everything. He also jumped ship, and he's now with DC, right? And he's been doing DC for the last couple of years, and he's basically done a bunch of their big main titles. So he's done, you know, Action Comics. He's done fucking... The Man of Steel, he's on Superman, he's also doing Young Justice at the moment, and he also relaunched Wonder Comics, which is basically like a small little subsidiary of, you know, DC or whatever. But at that point, it basically just, it kind of focuses on like for the younger crowd. But one of the things that he also reestablished in DC is the whole Dial H for Hero, which is something that hasn't really been around since like the 80s and early 90s and shit like that. That hasn't really been around for much. But he reintroduced that. And in reintroducing it, a lot of people don't know what Dial H for Hero is. And what it is basically that It's like a magic dial that enables regular people to actually, you know, have superpowers for at least an hour, for about an hour, actually. And every time that somebody uses it, you get, of course, there's going to be a different hero or whatever. You become a different hero. So you'll have a different name, you'll have a different costume, and different powers from the last person that did it. So it's pretty cool, right? It's something very interesting. So in this latest issue that should be coming out sometime soon, it's like issue number 4 or some shit like that of Young Justice. One of the characters that is created from this dialer or whatever is somebody that's very similar to a Marvel character that was created by Brian Michael Bendis. And that's a character that's very similar to Miles Morales, Spider-Man. So Spider-Man is now in the DC universe in a way, at least for just one issue. And that's kind of cool. So this character, of course, it's a Spanish character. And he kind of looks like Spider-Man. He's kind of like shooting a web, and he has a similar kind of costume. Not necessarily the exact same costume, but he has like a blue and red costume, and he has the kind of web-looking eyes, and he shoots webs and shit. And it's pretty fucking interesting, kind of fun, kind of cool. So I'm kind of excited to see how it turns out in the comic. Of course, it's just going to be probably just for like one issue and shit, but it's kind of cool that he actually kind of like paid homage to himself in a whole new comic, in a whole different fucking section of the fucking world.
It's not Spider-Man, it's Arachnid.
And it's funny because the character's name is Miguel Montes. So it's like Miles Morales, Miguel Montes are like brothers and shit. But yeah, it's fun. I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to check it out and read it. Because of course, why not, you know? In other news, we love Star Wars here. At least, you know, most of us do.
I like the good Star Wars. I like the Star Wars that was created by people who have fucks to give. But yes, continue, Steve.
Yes. So speaking of people who have fucks to give,
oh yeah, I'm actually excited for this news though. I want you guys to know that. So listen, because Franny the Fangirl is actually excited about Star Wars news.
So we all know that Disney and Star Wars are planning on making another Star Wars movie. And that's, of course, that's something that's been in the works for the longest, since even before the whole fucking trilogy finished, or you know, the saga finished or whatever. But it turns out that they are in talks with I guess right now he's an Oscar nominated director.
Yes, the guy that did Jojo Rabbit and Thor Ragnarok is not interested in jumping on board of Star Wars.
So Taika Waititi,
it would be just as good as The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it could, because he wasn't The Mandalorian also, wasn't he? He wasn't The Mandalorian too, that's right.
So I'm excited, man, that they're finally giving the franchise to people who actually know of the and care of the franchise, who will have fun with the franchise and grow the franchise, and I can't wait. I'm so ecstatic. And then, I'm sorry, Steve.
No, it's fine. You can continue.
My imagination is going wild. I was happy when I read it, because now it has me wondering if he's jumping on board and they're really being vague about exactly what he's doing. If it's going to be the movies, is it going to be the streaming? Mm-hmm. Then I also heard that Keanu Reeves. They want Keanu Reeves in the Star Wars thing, and it's just...
But they also want Keanu Reeves for fucking Marvel shit, too, so like...
Right, but I heard Keanu Reeves...
They want him in everything.
They want him in everything, because he's like Keanu. Then I also saw something about the dude that played Darth Vader in the prequels?
James Earl Jones?
In the prequels?
Oh, Hayden Christensen?
Yes, that there's also talks about something to do about that. And to hear that this guy from Jojo Rabbit and Thor Ragnarok is now his name is thrown into the mix. I'm actually kind of excited for these projects that really don't have much detail. They're just kind of like floating. Because, you know, at Disney, they like to fuck with people's heads. So he could be on any one of those or not on any of those, you know? And I'm excited. That's all
I'm
saying.
We're on board here for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm very excited for that shit. One thing that I am sad about, though, is Watchmen.
I'm not.
No, you're not. But I enjoyed the fuck out of this season of Watchmen because it was pretty fucking awesome. It was really fucking cool. It was really good. But we got news that Damon Lindelof, the creator of this season of Watchmen, and also the creator of Lost and a bunch of other shit, basically says he has no interest in continuing his story. Because he told his story for Watchmen, and he has no interest in doing a second season. So he's basically like, "Yo, I'll give whoever wants to continue this a blessing, and you guys can do whatever the fuck you want to do with this, but I don't want anything to do with this anymore." And HBO is like, "Since you're not gonna do it, yeah, we're not gonna do it either." So they were basically like, yeah, you left it on a cliffhanger, so we're just going to leave it at that. If somebody ever decides to come up with any type of ideas for it, they're going to have to run by you. But you're basically like, oh, yeah, no, this is done. This story's done. We're not going to do shit else about it. So, yeah, that's kind of sad. Because, like I said, I enjoyed this season of Watchmen. It was actually really fucking good. It was really fucking entertaining. Of course, it took a little bit to get into it. Because just like the comic, there was a lot of buildup, and once the buildup was there, the setup was good, the finale was great, and everything in between was actually really damn good and really entertaining. So, sad to see that they aren't gonna do a second season, but it's okay, it's okay, because, we're actually going to be getting some decent movies soon. One that I'm very excited for. And that is for Morbius. Morbius looks actually really fucking cool. It stars Jared Leto as, of course, the titled Morbius. Not Morpheus, no. But yeah, Morbius. And it looks pretty interesting. It's a dude that basically... he has a really debilitating disease, but he's a doctor at the same time. And he's like, yo, I want to fucking figure out my shit and try to cure myself. And in trying to cure himself, he winds up becoming kind of like a vampire. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And for those that don't know, that Morbius is a Spider-Man villain.
And the Vulture in it. Yeah, it's cool. Fucking Keaton, and that's what's gonna get me in the theater, bitches.
Yes, so this trailer, of course, this movie is basically tied in to Far From Home and the MCU version of Spider-Man,
and it's another origin story, but this time of a villain.
Yes, it's another villain origin story. So, of course, the last one technically, like I was saying, was Venom, the last villain origin story. But technically, he wasn't really a villain in that one. He was more like a...
anti-hero.
Yeah, he was kind of like an anti-hero. Because at that point, like he wasn't even like a bad guy in general either. He was more like... he was just there. So, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with Morbius. Because, he's a badass in the comics, and the fact that he's going to be, in a way, teaming up with, from what we see in the trailer, he's going to be maybe teaming up with Vulture. Whoop, whoop. could be the beginnings of the Sinister Six.
You don't really get when it comes to this?
What?
That if you really want to get technical with it or whatever, it's the first time since 89 we see Batman and the Joker together.
Yeah. I don't consider him the Joker. He's ultimate.
No, but I'm just saying, no, he was. I'm just saying he was the Joker, so I was just like, you know.
He's like, I see him as, what do you call it? The aftermath, you know, all the wannabes, you know, like after Joker died.
You know? Okay.
Remember in the animated series, they had the clown gangs?
Yeah. That's
what that Joker is. Because I don't consider him the Joker.
You know what my theory was on that? On that Joker? My theory was that was actually one of the old Robins that took over the mantle for the Joker.
What, like a Jason Todd or something?
Yes.
Okay. That's fair. I can see it. That makes sense.
That would have been really great if they actually went in that direction. But that would have meant they actually had to know how to write a script. But that would have been great. I would have liked it if they went in that direction. Because that makes sense. That would make sense.
Because technically, like, you know, as we know here, like, Jason's not actually, you know, wound up becoming the Red Hood. Red Hood, of course, was a Batman villain. So.
Who was the one that Joker put the chip in his brain? Do you guys remember that one?
That was Jason Todd.
Yep.
That was Jason Todd? In
Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, that was Jason Todd.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, so good.
Yeah, but I like the fact that they're doing some cool shit with the Spider-Mans. Because we haven't seen a lot of cool shit from Spider-Man other than, like, you know, the new movies and him and Avengers and the fact that he may only have one more Marvel movie and then they have him signed for a bunch of other Sony shit. So it'd be cool to see what they're going to do with the whole lexicon of Spider-Man shits. So, yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I'm excited for it. In other news, we got another trailer this week, but it looks exciting, it looks fun, but
it's a popcorn flick with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, it's like most Vin Diesel movies.
Yep.
It's Bloodshot, which is a comic, of course. It looks all right. It looks okay. I'm not super excited for this one.
Yeah, it seriously looks like a straight up popcorn flick. Like it looks like a fun adventure flick. Yeah. There's nothing else. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it kind of looks like if you really want to compare it to another type of movie, it kind of looks like a Fast and the Furious movie, but with an actual superhero in this one.
Which kind of Fast and there's so many stages of Fast and the Furious.
Like when they actually became superheroes.
See, I never got that far. You know, okay. You know.
Like standards. after like four or five.
Standards.
After like four or whatever. That's when they all became fucking superheroes and shit. So
after this guy passed away, that was the last Fast and the Furious movie I saw.
Okay, so you saw a lot further than that. So yeah, it's around that time.
It's no Riddick, I'll tell you that much.
No, it's definitely not Riddick. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting because it's about a character that basically he gets killed, but they bring him back, and he's basically trying to find his family, but he's like trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with him, because he at this point they bring him back as a fucking like mercenary or whatever, but and bringing them back.
It's like Winter Soldier, but he has the body of Iron Man's suit. He's made out of nanobots.
Yeah.
So the graphics are insane. He doesn't know who to trust. And it's a popcorn flick. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to explain it, but I really can't because I'm like,
It's very basic.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be kind of cool.
It's a fun
or like a super early matinee movie, like a Tuesday theater movie. Tuesdays, you know, cheap Tuesdays. Yeah. $5 Tuesdays at a theater. Yeah, so Deadshot looks all right. And it stars Vin Diesel, so can't be that great, right?
But hey, I think Pitch Black is pretty fucking awesome series. I'm excited to apparently he's making a part 4. He's finally found a script that he likes.
Supposedly.
And yeah, supposedly that's going to slow
for like ages already.
Did they? Oh man, I'm like mad behind. I read it like last year that he finally agreed to a script.
Yeah, no, but they never went ahead with it. They were just like, okay, yeah, you agree with it. That's cool.
Well, he probably has all these other movies to do first because Riddick is his baby. You know, that's like Tenacious D is Jack Black's baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has to sell his soul a little bit to get that movie money so he can make his baby.
Pretty much.
Side hustle. So go see this movie. The faster we give him money, the faster we get another Riddick movie.
Yes. Also, Franny, you got some shit, right?
Oh, shit.
Franny's got a couple things. She wants
putting Franny on the spot. Putting Franny on the spot. Where the hell did she go? She ran away.
Forgot.
Her computer probably fucking froze. Her computer probably fucking froze. Now she can't talk and now she's ranting by herself.
She's like, God damn it. Fucking Steve. You put me on the spot.
Talk about Gru and his Iron Giant ways. Whatever.
Hear me?
Yeah, we hear
you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Oh my God, we just got...
Can you hear me?
You turned into like a robot for a second there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My headphones decided to die. Anyway, okay, so in series, and it's titled The Secret.
Oh, you disappeared again.
I did? Really? My turn to talk out? This is not fair.
You're good right now.
Not fair. Can you get and talk about something? It's working. Can you hear me? Is it working?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hold on. It's because my bad. Hold on.
Second intermission. You gotta go to the bathroom.
Let's all go to the movies.
I'm mad that I hear the dog, right? And all I keep thinking is Duck Hunt.
Right? Fucking Duck Hunt. Jesus Christ.
Wait, hold on.
Did you ever wind up fucking like putting the fucking gun to the TV and just start shooting at the fucking thing out on the fucking TV? So I would
it barely worked when you did that.
Anyway, I don't give a fuck.
You know, I don't know if I ever told you this, or maybe I mentioned it like long time ago. My father played Duck Hunt.
I'm back.
And he made it all the way to level, like after level 99.
Nice.
When it fucks up at level 100, the game just fucks up because you're not supposed to get that high. My father got that high in Duck Hunt, so my lesson that I learned is don't fuck with my dad. Especially with a Nintendo Zapper.
Yay.
I'm back.
Stated
I'm back, Freddy.
I'm good. Okay, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious, yes.
All right. Gremlins, the secrets of the Magwai. And I'm really excited. It's going to be thrown together with the writers that took part in the Americans. Shut up. The Americans and Once Upon a Time and The Killing Joke. So we got some really good writers on this project, and it's supposed to be a prequel that goes back to the 1920s with the, you know, the shopkeeper in the original who has Gizmo. It's his story when he's 10 years old and how he comes across Gizmo and where Gizmo comes from. And it's supposed to be a 10-parted animated series that is aimed for big, you know, young adults and up. So preteens and up. So it's not aimed for little kids. And I'm really, really, really excited for this. I really am. Because I'm a huge fan of the Gremlins. And I would love to know more about Gizmo and where he was found and where he comes from and why the fuck he turns green and reproduces with water mm-hmm. on his back. So I'm really excited for this. It's supposed to come out in 2021.
Yep.
The only thing that has me a little bit on the fence is the animation. I really hope they don't go full retard and do something like they did with the new animation for the Addams Family movie that came out. That shit was garbage. It's 2020.
Really?
We have amazing.
Really?
Yes.
I'm to be honest with you. And I'm telling you because I've read the actual old school scripts, like, you know, like the comic strips, and they look a lot like the original, you know, the original yeah. comic strips. That's why I liked it.
Well, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it
you
being digitally animated like the old animation. That's cool. That's interesting. I didn't know that, but I was definitely visually off-put by the way they were designed. So
you were expecting something different.
I get it. That's cool. But I just hope for this show they don't do that because if I'm visually off-putted, I'm not gonna go see it. If the animation is not too, you know, if it's wonky, I mean, come on, this is Gremlins. I want it to be like crispy, updated animation, you know?
Listen, as long as it doesn't look like that new Thundercats is supposed to come out this year.
It already started a couple weeks ago. It's like two episodes in.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? You definitely know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Thundercats Roar.
Yes. That shit.
Yeah, Thundercats Roar.
Yeah. I don't want it to look like that. I'll use that better as an example. I don't want shitty animation. I really don't. I want them to make this look like Castlevania. I want this shit to be crispy because this is a story I want to get lost in. And I don't want to be too busy being like, okay, why did... What am I watching? You know, like...
Well... I have a request for that. My request is, if you're going to do this, at least get Howie Mandel to do the voice of Gizmo again.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. That would be really awesome.
So you can hear, you know, yay, it's him.
I did not know that it was Bobby that did those.
Yeah, dude, listen to Gizmo's voice. It's fucking Bobby Generic, dude.
Holy shit. Okay.
Generic.
I gotta check that shit out now. Yeah.
Dude, you didn't know that? Howie Mandel played the voice of Gizmo?
I did not know that.
No, you didn't? Wow, fun fact. Yay, we're nerds, Alex. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
And
I'm putting in my sleep with a Gizmo right next to me.
I also hope they don't make Gizmo talk English. I hope he still talks Gizmo talk, but has subtitles. That would be the fucking bomb. That would
or
be
just
great.
Keep him without any fucking subtitles. Just don't have him say anything. Have him do his Gizmo talk and then just be like, oh yeah, the dude understands him.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember, in the original Gremlins movie, he did understand Gizmo.
Yes, he did. He did. Through his regular little actions. Oh my god, he was so cute. I'm thinking about it now, having flashbacks of the movie. So I am really excited about this. This made my day. Yeah. And then I saw something that I thought was a troll. I thought it was a fucking joke. But no, it's real. I got it from Screen Junkies. These guys are awesome.
Sometimes.
Don't Breathe. You remember that movie?
I love that movie.
I enjoyed that movie very much too. For me though, I kind of saw it as a one and done because I really wasn't crazy about the full ending, but I did enjoy it. And they want to make a sequel. I don't know why. Not a prequel. Okay, because that I could understand. That'd be really cool. We'll see how he got blind, and we see what happened to his daughter, and we see him come to that breaking point of madness and all the women. But that would take, once again, writers, mm-hmm. people with talent, and they don't want to do that. They just want to reproduce. They just want to make the easy, lazy dollar, which I'm going to call it right now. This movie is going to fucking bomb because the title alone is ridiculous. The title is called Don't Breathe Again.
Yeah.
they're also using a new director, so it's not going to have the same tone. And the only reason, and I just found it hilarious because usually they'll bullshit you, you know, with something, but no, they're honest here. The only reason why they want to make a second movie is because the first movie did so well, and if The Purge and Paranormal Activity could bring in all those fans with their movies, so could this one, because apparently they don't understand what fucking story arcs are and they think this one can continue. I strongly believe, even though they are apparently bringing back the guy that plays the blind
Stephen Lang.
Yes, Stephen Lang, who I thought was amazing. He was terrifying.
He's great at almost everything he does.
Like I said, the first story was really fucking scary and then crazy and very like what the fuck in an enjoyable way. But I don't see what the hell they can bring to a sequel titled Don't Breathe Again. You know, I feel like the only direction they can go in is a girl tries to seek revenge, which is dumb because now she knows how the house is set up and she could easily pop him. And it's not like he's going to go out and look for her because the motherfucker is blind. Yeah, so I have no idea where they can possibly go with a sequel. They should have done a prequel, and I really thought this was a fucking joke.
Because I think the actual first working title was like, "Don't go in there." Like, don't go in there because this motherfucker will kill you. Or, shut the fuck up and go steal from somebody else. Stop being lazy and trying to steal from a fucking old man.
You know what I just thought of? That I would like to see a prequel, and it'll probably be really bad, and it shouldn't be a prequel, but hey, why not? If we're talking prequels here for horror movies, Motherfuckers Under the Stairs. I would love to see how fucking twisted that family was and the mental breakdown of every single inbred generation they had. That should be entertaining, man.
Yeah, that would be entertaining.
We'll see how they kept trying with stealing. We'll see them actually steal babies. You know, we'll see them steal kids from the playground, and we'll see them cut out Roach's tongue. Like, you know, like that, and it'll end with them catching, you know, kidnapping the girl, because then that'd be the start of People Under the Stairs. Now that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
That is actually pretty cool. I kind of
like know. I know. But
it's a fucked up idea, but I kind of like it.
Yo, horror movies, man. They're my bread and butter. Yo, I love. I'm such a huge fucking horror fan. Such plump opportunities, but no one wants to squeeze the plumpness of the opportunities.
Hey, I don't mind squeezing a little bit of plumpness, you know.
Good night, everybody.
go and squeeze the plumpness of horror.
I think that's the episode title, finally.
Squeeze the plumpness.
But yeah, that's those are my rants for today, man. One happy, one ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So that's awesome. Thank you, Freddy. Addicts, you got anything? Addicts, do you have anything?
Other than squeezing the pump lid? No.
Okay.
That wins the podcast for tonight.
And that just came to me. I wasn't even thinking. I was just getting excited about horror movies.
Yeah, squeeze the plumpness. The prequel. Get past it. You can have plumpness and squeeze.
Guys, listen. Do you smell that? Good night, everybody. Like, then he goes,
no, I just said, I can say right now, whatever. Do you smell that? It's like, smell what? And he's, wee! I thought it.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So go to InterestingGeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have soon to have It's Popping with Franny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sick, guys. I'm sorry, and I was like I did not have the strength to sit down and write my list of everything wrong. Which I just couldn't. I needed to heal first, but trust me, I'm better now. It'll be happening soon.
Yeah, it will be happening soon. Also, you will find another episode of the bonus round. That's going to be coming sometime soon. I think I'm going to be recording it this weekend with Brian. So, yes, that will be happening. Also, we have Brian 2J Presents, Turntable, First Watch, Comics of the War, Manga Time, Anime World, the Inner City Geeks webcomic. What was the other one? Good Games. So much fucking shit on the site.
Oh wait. I have something I forgot that I think you might like, Steve.
What?
And it's music related. And I usually don't talk about anything music related, but you have inspired me. No, I'm full of shit. I came across it by accident. Okay. No, Ozzy Osbourne. He has a new song that I'm totally obsessed with. Did you know about this?
The one with Elton John?
Yes!
No, I don't like it.
I don't care! I didn't ask that question! I asked if you heard about it! I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I really like it.
I like the single that he had before this one.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
No, what is it? What's the single?
I don't remember off the top of my head right now.
Oh, and I thought you were the music god. Shame.
I am.
Shame.
I am.
But
at the moment, it is like 11:46 p.m. right now.
Do you know where your children are?
Yeah, I know exactly where they are. But I've been up since like 4:30.
In the future, fighting Skynet.
Yeah, pretty much. But
No, it's cool. I'll Google it. I'll Google it, but
Google it.
But yeah, I was excited that I came across a new song that came out in 2020, and couldn't wait to tell it to you. And then I forgot until just now.
It's all so, good.
And you don't like the song. That is hilarious.
The song, before this one was actually Under the Graveyard.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Two songs, actually. There's two songs. There's Under the Graveyard and Straight to Hell.
Okay, I came across a song yesterday, so.
Yes, you came across Ordinary Man.
Mm-hmm, and I enjoyed it. So I'll check out those other two then, because I might actually love those.
Yeah, those are actually, one of them is a little bit heavier, the other one's a little bit softer, but they're both better than the Ordinary Man.
You shut your mouth, Steve!
Whatever. Listen, the last Ozzy song that I really loved, and you know, I love Ozzy, is Never Gonna Stop.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that one a lot too.
The thing with me, like I've said before, and I will continue to say, is that I enjoy Black Sabbath, but I do not enjoy Ozzy's solo shit.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Fair enough. I've seen Ozzy live though, like 4 times.
That's cool.
And one of Ozzy. And remember one of the times we saw it together too, Franny.
Yeah, the first time I saw Ozzy Osbourne was with Rob Zombie, and Alex took me, and it was my first concert.
Aww.
It was Soil. It was Soil. It was Mudvayne, Rob Zombie, and Ozzy.
Yep. And after that, I was never the same.
I would go. You're welcome.
Yeah, he absolutely corrupted me. After that, from that point on, I went to Ozfest almost every fucking year.
I was always too broke to go to Ozfest.
Oh, I had this thing called boyfriends, so they took me.
Well, I can't get these boyfriends because you know what is it? I like tacos. Yeah, that's it. Tacos. I don't get it.
Okay, so once you're on innercitygeeks.com, you go to the bottom, you'll find some shit that you can check out. That's pretty fucking cool. You can find the link to Amazon.com where you can get one of the Ozzy albums, or you can get a Black Sabbath album, because why the fuck not, right? You get that, you can watch fucking The Boys and a bunch of shit on fucking Amazon Prime. You can watch fucking Anna and the Apocalypse. That's also on there. And a bunch of other cool shit on there. And you can get 1 month for free if you click on that link. Also, you can find links to... My brain's not working. So Sick Clothing Company. It's a place that sells shirts and crew necks and hoodies and hats and a whole bunch of cool shit, including game keys. If you want game keys, you can get some pretty cool game keys on there for your Steam passes. So, yeah, go do that. And when you're at checkout, type in the code InnerCityGeeks for 15% off of whatever you buy. Because why the fuck not, right? 50%. You want some cheaper shit, so why the fuck not? Let's do it. SoSickClothing.co. Then we have a link to Kushly. Kushly.com is a place that is striving to lead the industry by giving everybody the access to amazing the amazing benefits of high quality full spectrum CBD products. They strive to educate the world of the therapeutic benefits of hemp-based CBD while offering pure, safe, legal CBD hemp-based products. So if you click that link, you will get 15% off your purchase as well. So 15% off of fucking CBD shit? Why the fuck not, right? I'd do it. Also on innercitygeeks.com, you will find the link to one of the most amazing places for your beard, and that is Beard Octane. So beardoctane.com, where you can find some pretty cool fucking shit. So it's all handmade fucking products that are tried out by people like us with beards. They have beard balms, beard oils that, you know, help you nourish your skin and keep your beard nice and shiny and healthy. Also, like, stuff to make your shit smell good. You got soaps and, you know, lotions and creams and all that other cool shit to make you fucking smell great. They also have little, like, scissors and utensils that you can use for your beard. So you check out all that shit. All of it is on beardoctane.com. And at checkout, type in code ICG10 for, you get it, 10% off. That's right. Yeah, that's pretty much it for all that shit. You can also find this show on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On Twitter at InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. But before you go do all that shit, you can also listen to this show on Spotify. So Spotify, just search InnerCityGeeks. On SoundCloud at InnerCityGeeks. On the what the fuck am I saying? On Stitcher, you can find us. And on Google Play or Google Podcast. There we go. Yes, that's what I'm supposed to say. All those places. You can find them everywhere pretty much other than iTunes because iTunes sucks ass. So, yeah, so check them out there. Where can we find you guys?
You can find me at Franny the Fangirl on Instagram. Wait, so I'm tired too now. My brain is working. It's Franny on my Instagram. And I'm still on YouTube, Franny the Fangirl. And I'll be putting out videos as well at some point soon, now that I'm all better. So you guys can find me there.
Yay. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D. And on Instagram, you can find me at Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D.
Yes, and you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. So yeah, that wraps it up for this fucking week. So say your goodbyes, you guys.
Bye, you guys.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And before we go, because, of course, you know, make this episode just a little bit longer, got some music. And it's still not that much longer because it's only just a couple more minutes before we usually do. So, like I said, I like to bring some music. And this week, of course, I always bring music, right? So, this week we got some new music. Still switching it up from what I usually bring to the show. This week we got a new album from an unexpected album from Eminem. Came out with a new album titled
Murder by Music, right?
Yes.
On your face, Steve.
Good job. I'm proud of you for that one. I'm very proud of you for that one. Yeah, Murder by Music.
And I didn't Google shit. I'm just an Eminem fan.
And this album is actually pretty damn good. I enjoyed it. It's so of course it's not his greatest stuff, but it is actually really good.
You know what my little brother told me when I told him that I found out about it and was excited? He was like, he's getting old and needs to stop.
Wow. Actually, correct. That's how he
felt after hearing this album.
That's hilarious. Then Franny's response is, "And I'm gonna have to get a new brother."
No, no, I was actually struck down by fear. I was like, "Oh my god, don't say that."
The album is actually titled "Music to Murder By."
Oh, Music to Murder! Isn't that what I said? Oh, I said Murder by Music.
Yeah, you mix up all the words.
Hey, I'm slightly dyslexic. Bite me.
Yeah, so much. So much. Yeah, so Murder My Music is the name of the title.
I was so close to them. I still take the credit.
You were. I give you props for that one. I applaud you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the song that I will be playing is it's probably one of my favorite songs on the album, and it actually features a dude that died recently, one of the rappers that died recently. That's Juice WRLD, and the name of the song is called Godzilla. It's fucking dope. It's one of my favorite songs on the album. I enjoyed the fuck out of it, so I'm assuming you guys are like, gonna enjoy it too. So don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
You're a monster.
I can swallow a bottle of alcohol in a feel like Godzilla. Better hit the deck like Cardzilla. My whole squad's in here walking around.